Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today are two seminarians for the Diocese of Columbus, Tyler Carter and Peter Claver Casasa. But let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just ask that your blessing be on all priests and all seminarians. We ask that you open their hearts to reveal your mercy, the mercy of Christ your Son. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Tyler and Peter Claver, you guys have been here at the cathedral, St. Joseph's Cathedral here in Columbus for the summer. So it's my understanding all the seminarians for Columbus have been doing more charitable work, like working with various agencies of Catholic social services and Catholic charities and whatnot. You know, Tyler, what have you been doing this summer?
Sure. So I've been helping out, first of all, in the morning at St. Vincent de Paul's Clothing Center over on Main Street. So they get clothing for the homeless and just maybe those who are, you know, of lower income and need clothing, new clothes. And they can come every 30 days up to six times a year and get new clothes, shoes, backpacks, etc. So that's been a wonderful experience, really working one-on-one with people to get what they need and to hear a little bit of their story. And then also in the afternoon then at St. Lawrence Haven behind Holy Cross Church to distribute food from 1 to 3 each day. So, and then also living in the cathedral, helping with the backdoor ministry a little bit.
Ah, so. Great. So a lot of work there. And then, Peter Claver, what have you been doing?
Yes, as my brother Tyler has just said, I was involved with St. Vincent de Paul Clothing Center. Then for the last, a month and a week, I moved to join close to St. Vincent de Paul, where we do a lot of help with, you know, people who are falling back on, you know, utility bills. Personal hygiene stuff and stuff like that, even sometimes food. And then also that was in the morning hours. And then in the afternoon hours, I used to go also help with St. Lawrence Haven. Yeah, St. Lawrence Haven, you know, giving out food to the homeless people. I wouldn't say that the food was all given to the homeless people because, you know, they're different kinds of people who show up. Mm-hmm. Some other people, you know, leaving work, coming for food. So I would say we're giving food to all peoples of God. So that's what I could say.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. I was having a conversation with one of the priests here at the cathedral about how many just Catholic agencies there are feeding people
right.
in the downtown area.
Right.
I mean, you have Holy Family Soup Kitchen,
right.
You know, and the cathedral regularly is feeding right. people. St. Lawrence is regularly feeding people. And then, you know, then there are other non-Catholic places too that are doing similar work. And, you know, not all of them are homeless, of course. You know, I mean, we think of the homeless, and certainly they struggle. But, you know, the working poor, people who maybe even have jobs,
correct.
Let alone the unemployed, but those who have jobs that
right.
that struggle to eat.
Absolutely. Actually, I think it was at the beginning when I was assigned at St. Lawrence Haven. One time, Father Kitz Miller actually was the one working here at the cathedral. Mm-hmm. I happened to have seen people, you know, coming in cars and vans coming for food. Now, I had a different perception about the homeless people. But yes, that is true. The people, even though they are driving or they may have a home, but what they have home may not be enough for them mm-hmm. and their entire family. So I had a chance to share with some of, you know, one gentleman and one lady. And they're like, yeah, the food we have at home can only feed the kids. We cannot put our mouth on that food.
Yeah.
That's why we come over here to get some assistance. So there is a different version of homelessness. We may think that everybody is homeless, but there are some struggling working families out there that really need the help.
Well, and during the summer, especially school kids, because mm-hmm. of the breakfast programs and lunch programs at public and Catholic schools, you know, there's a lot of children that aren't getting the nutrition that they need during the summer when school's not in. So, you know, it's interesting how wide and diverse poverty is. It's, you know, we might think in our sophisticated age that we've cornered poverty just to a few, you know, people, but it really is across the board. Tyler, what, you know, in your experiences this summer, what have you seen that's kind of surprised you, or what lessons about poverty did you you see?
I'd say, again, similar to Peter, you know, the surprise of so many people who, you know, aren't completely poor, you know, or not even homeless necessarily, but those who have a home but don't have, you know, money to fill the fridge, money to eat, you know, maybe it's just a paycheck between mm-hmm. them and being homeless. You know, it's really amazing situations. People who, like you said, stop in on their lunch break mm-hmm. To get some food because they can't afford, you know, anything else, but they're still working and trying to just get by. The other thing has been, again, trying to people collecting for their family. So mm-hmm. working both at the Cathedral and St. Lawrence and Clothing Center, I've seen a lot of the same people come through mm-hmm. all those agencies. And some people will come in the morning to the Cathedral for the morning distribution, St. Lawrence in the afternoon, and then towards the evening to the Cathedral again.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that food's all going home and feeding their families, or, you know, keeping them for a few days if they can't get back to the food lines, things like that. But also, being the summer, as you mentioned, there's been a lot of kids we've seen through the lines, either coming with, you know, a grandparent or parent, or even some young people who are homeless, you know, and living by themselves. Maybe even my own age, you know, is an amazing thing. You know, in their 20s, homeless and, you know, trying to get by on the streets mm-hmm. is an amazing thing and a very sad thing. But I'm glad that we have so many wonderful agencies here that are helping out.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is, again, Tyler Carter and Peter Claver Casasa. They're seminarians of the Diocese of Columbus. We've been talking about their work this summer, which has been among a lot of Catholic charities and Catholic social service agencies, and St. Vincent de Paul Society, too. You know, Pope Francis often talks about, of course, encountering Christ, which is a central theme, but especially encountering Christ and the poor. And I'm wondering if you've had any you know, experiences of Christ, where you've seen Christ in some of these people you've worked with.
Absolutely, Father. Yes, I would say I have encountered Christ in the people I've met in the different agencies I've been working at. Every time when I recall when the gospel says, when I was hungry, you fed me, when I was naked, you clothed me, you know, and when I see these people coming in, when I give them, you know, a pair of pants or a shirt, or, you know, handed them, you know, some hamburgers or some sweets or some meat, I'm actually doing that not because it's, you know, something that I'm meant to do, but I'm saying that I'm really living the gospel, and, you know, the gospel, that is Christ. So seeing these people, seeing the image of God, you know, I would say that I don't think I would have met Christ more than what I have experienced during this period of time. And in this thing, whole program, I would like to thank the bishop and the vocation director who thought that this program, we need it as seminarians, because I can tell you we definitely needed it, and we pray that we continue having these same programs, because this is the only way how we're going to develop our relationship with the people, getting to know who they are, and the true gospel is with these people mm-hmm. whom we think that maybe they don't add nothing to society, but actually that's where Christ wants me to be, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Tyler's shaking his head in an affirmative. So you must have had similar experiences.
I would say so, and I would say it's amazing that not only, you know, learning to see Christ in those people, but seeing how they can minister to me as well. And that's something like, you know, you look at Christ on the cross and you think, you know, Lord, I'm complaining, and you're asking mm-hmm. me, you know, how I'm doing, and you're caring about me and you're loving me. So the same with some of these people, you know, people who might have nothing but the clothes on their back and the food that I'm giving them, and yet they're smiling and they're joyful and they're happy. You know, or the people who, you know, I might be having a bad day, and, you know, I'm not really showing it or anything, but, you know, they just say, mm-hmm. how are you? Genuinely concerned about how my welfare, even when they have so little. And, you know, really seeing the depth of compassion and that that human bond, just, you know, one person to another is a beautiful thing. Being able to, you know, realize that not only can I minister to them, but they're really ministering to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really a giving and a taking. It's not just me trying to give to them, but seeing what I can receive from them. And I think that's been a beautiful experience.
In the few moments that we have left, I was wondering if there's any takeaways from this summer for your priesthood, how you're going to kind of maintain this. You know, we talk about priests being the father of the poor and how you can kind of sustain that in your own priesthood.
Sure. I would say that one thing has been just getting the idea of, you know, what organizations the church has in Columbus, first of all, and places I can direct people. And actually, that's been helpful even this summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each evening I try to take a little walk since I'm downtown, you know, take a nice little walk down to the waterfront or whatever. And that's where several homeless people live here, is down on those benches by the waterfront. And so I've had people who have asked me, you know, if they could have, you know, where to get food, where to get things, or where to get clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been able to direct them then to, you know, St. Lawrence or to the clothing center or to join or whatever else, you know, to help with these needs. And so getting that list of resources is one thing. The other is just keeping these attitudes of, you know, realizing, you know, how much they have to give to me and how much, you know, these different experiences of learning to see Christ in one another.
So. Excellent. Peter, any last thoughts?
I think for me, these assignments we've had this summer, they have helped me a lot to grow and continued me to love my vocation even more. Because if I hadn't been, you know, given access to these different programs that the diocese has, probably, you know, going to join the 23rd and then coming back for holidays, that wouldn't have made me, I would say, a good priest, as mm-hmm. a good future priest. I think, you know, going and seeing, you know, these different agencies and what they do, and getting to see the different types of people who actually need, you know, our help, that has helped me a lot to love, you know, God's people more and more and more. What I've seen this summer, it's going to stick in my mind all my life.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Tyler Carter and Peter Claver-Casasa, for joining us. Until next time, peace and all good.